Hi and welcome to the Flex Podcast. I'm Anna and I'm going to be chatting to you for the next however long. Hopefully I won't waffle on too long. Just done my little 7 minute run. I'll tell you about that in a minute. I'm only running for up to 10 minutes because of my back, but I'm actually finding it surprisingly motivating at the moment, which is good because that's what we're going to talk about now. So when we know we need to change something, or deep down we want to, but we're just struggling to get the ball rolling, often people will talk about, I'm just not feeling that motivated, or I just can't quite seem to get to grips with it, or it's just a bit, finding it a bit tough this week, so I'm going to have a look at it again next week. And the thing that I would say is that whilst we're waiting for that perfect time to come, it really genuinely, it doesn't actually come that often. So when you think about the last times that you felt so motivated about fitness that you couldn't even imagine not doing it, or nutrition, whatever it is that you need to change, that moment of pure and complete 100% motivation only comes after Christmas, because you've basically made yourself feel like a dustbin with all the alcohol and the food that we've all shoved in. After an all-inclusive holiday or 2 weeks in Ibiza, when you've basically alcoholized yourself and you feel horrendous, or after a health scare. These are the only times that someone has got that 100% pure, driven focus and motivation. Obviously, if you're going to like commit to run a marathon or something, you probably have it then as well. But for like normal people in normal day-to-day life, it really doesn't happen that often. So we could be waiting a really long time to get that feeling back. And you see this a lot with people in January, because January, everyone is so highly motivated. One, it's a fresh year, and two, probably drunk and eating your body weight for the 5 weeks previously. So the motivation is super high. That starts to drift off a little bit. For a lot of people within 3 weeks, but for some kind of February, March time. And then I think, oh yeah, but you know what, I've done really well, so I'll just wait a couple of weeks for when I get re-motivated. But it doesn't happen like that, because January is special, and special purely because we do tend to treat ourselves with maybe less than the optimal kind of fitness love and care in that December period, which is great, by the way. We have a lovely time when we do it, don't we? But we can't live like that all the time, because otherwise we won't be looking after our health and wellness. So, for example, I had to give up caffeine a few months ago, and I'm drinking a bit again now, because it does really help with my training, but I'm only allowing myself to have it twice a week. So when I quit caffeine, the doctor told me I had to, because my stomach was quite bad. So he said, you've got to just stop drinking it. Just stop caffeine now and see what happens. So if I'd said to you, the doctor told me to stop caffeine, but I'm going to wait until I'm less tired to stop it, would you have just said to me, oh yeah, that sounds like a great idea? Or would you have said, you probably feel tired because you're drinking too much caffeine, and you're not getting adequate sleep because it affects the depth of your sleep and the quality of your sleep? So I think you probably would all have said to me, Anna, don't be stupid, just stop now. So I did anyway, because I was scared of the doctor. And for 5 days, I felt like an absolute bag of shit. Absolute awful. So tired, headache, just dirty. I felt, that's the only words that I can explain it. But after those 5 days, I felt great. During those 5 days, I just had to stop myself from having caffeine. And it wasn't a desire. And to be honest, I wasn't particularly highly motivated about it. I just felt so shit beforehand that I was like, I would try anything at this point. So I did, and it works. And this is, it's not dissimilar to habits with health and fitness, although for a lot of people, you have to actively now do something rather than stop doing it. For some people, it's stop doing stuff as well. Like if you're trying to quit smoking or drink less alcohol or stop snacking on certain things, there is an element to stopping things as well. But starting something whilst you do have to make yourself do it, the same as I had to make myself not drink caffeine, it has different elements, but it's fundamentally the same thing. It comes down to the fact that you have to be disciplined, and you have to. And I'm not trying to be a knob about it and sound like one of those people like, just be disciplined and do this and blah, blah, blah. But that is literally all anyone else is doing, because sometimes we don't want to train either. Sometimes we don't want to get our steps in. Sometimes I would like to just sit there and eat an entire bag of tortilla chips and a bag of chocolate buttons. But I know that I won't feel better after. And I know that I will feel better after I train, or I will feel better after I do some exercise. Even if I'm absolutely knackered, I still feel better after I've got a few steps in. So we do have to have that like self-awareness of when we need to look after ourselves more. So maybe we don't go and do an hour and a half's heavy lifting when we've got in the middle of a cough, for example. But it might make us feel better to go out and get 5,000 steps in the fresh air, outside of our home, move a little bit, and then go home and get cozy and rest. So there are things that we've got to weigh up. But for general life, when you're taking out complete exhaustion and feeling poorly, we do need to make ourselves do stuff. And when we do that, it makes it easier to do it again. And that is all anyone that you would consider to be fitnessy, that is all that has happened to them. They consistently made themselves do it. And then at some point, they didn't have to make themselves anymore because it became part of their life and part of their routine. Now, I've been lifting weights now for about 20 years. Not particularly proficiently to begin with, but properly, like intensely, for 15 years. And I don't even have to really make myself go now, because it is just in my diary and it is part of my week, just like brushing my teeth is. And that is somewhere that where fitnessy people that you consider to be fitnessy, that's where they get to, is that it's just in their life now. But that comes from having forced themselves to do it at some point. So don't think that this is something that's only happening to you. Anyone that has been fitnessy, unless they were born probably into like an athlete's family or something, they've made themselves do this stuff, physically forced themselves, even when they didn't want to, and then kind of end up enjoying it, kind of end up looking forward to having that break. I love it now. Like, I just think, oh, thank God, I haven't got to sit at my desk anymore. I get to go and train, and I'm going to listen to a podcast, or sometimes I actually do have a program on. I'll have a documentary on while I'm training, because sometimes I find it hard to focus. So that like makes my brain just sit in the moment that I'm in. So whatever works for you is great. This is the thing about training. You can train however you want, but we just have to do it, because we need to look after our body. So when you think about life, all of the little things you do to look after yourself add together. And that's one of the things that I really want to try and hammer home on this. It isn't that I'm saying to you, you today need to go and train for an hour at the gym and then go for a 45-minute run. That isn't what I'm saying. I only want you to eat vegetables. I only want you to eat lean protein and vegetables and train at the gym and blah, blah, blah. That's not what this is about. It's about making small things that are relatively easy work for us and fit into our life to improve our health and wellness, because they all merge together. It's not about being all or nothing. You don't have to be doing a training in a CrossFit gym 5 days a week or whatever, or running a marathon. We can do small things to make ourselves feel fit and healthy. And it is all of those small things cumulatively together that makes the most difference. Because if you train like an athlete for 1 month in January and then you do absolutely fuck all for 11 months, you're not going to get as much benefit as you are of adding in 3 30-minute weightlifting workouts a week and 3 30-minute cardio sessions, getting your steps in and eating some, you know, fruit and veg, some protein. You're not gonna, over 12 months, the benefits of that are gonna be greater than doing it for 1 month and then jacking it in. And all of those small little things you do, all of those workouts that feel like shit, all those times that you've bothered to chop up a tomato to go with your dinner, your piece of toast, because you couldn't be bothered to make anything else. All those little things you do make a big difference cumulatively together in their big, beautiful gang. So life isn't straightforward and it's not perfect. And most people's days don't go the way they thought they were. You know, things get busy. You've got people in your life that you look after or that require things from you. Stuff happens. You know, we get stuck in traffic. This, you know, everything happens. We forget to pack our lunch. Loads of stuff happens. But we don't have to throw the towel in on everything because one thing went badly. So let's say maybe everything's gone to shit at work. They've made you stay late. You don't get home until 8 o'clock. You've missed the normal workout time. You do something at 6:30, say. You've missed everything. Now it's 8 p.m. and you were planning to cook a bolognese and you haven't got time. So you could say, fuck it, I'm just going to eat this bag of Doritos and I'm going to bed. Or you could think, whilst I cannot be bothered to cook my bolognese, I can manage scrambled eggs and mushrooms on toast, for example. That is more nutritionally valuable than your bag of Doritos. And yes, it might not be as beautiful as your bolognese with your homemade hand-stretched pasta or whatever you were going to do, but it's got protein and it's got carbohydrates in it and you've managed to get a veg in. That's a big win on a shit day. This is the thing. It doesn't have to be that suddenly you started having dried chicken breast and brown rice and broccoli for every single meal. It's just trying to make tiny little choices that they do take discipline to make those choices. And it still is tricky, but they are all going to add together to have this massive benefit. And like I was saying before, this is all the people that you consider fitnessy choose to do. This is all they do. They just choose themselves over potentially choosing ease. So, for example, and don't get me wrong, I've eaten definitely in a bag of Doritos for my dinner before. And sometimes it's nice to do that because it makes us feel happy for whatever reason. But if we do it demi-regularly, it's not ideal because we've got goals and we want to get there. And really, when I'm sitting there, and I often get home to cook somewhere between sort of 8:30 and 8:45. And I just make it easy for myself of salmon, green veg, and microwavable rice. And it's great, just crumble a bit of feta on it, it's bloody lovely. And I do that, I didn't used to. I used to get home and eat 4 slices of toast and lay on the sofa. But I do that because I know I feel better. I do that because I choose myself and I want my body to be around and be healthy for as long as possible. I do that because I guess the older that I'm getting, the more people I see around me get poorly. And I want to try and do whatever I can for that not to happen to me. I want to feel energetic. I don't want to have to make loads of lifestyle changes when I do get perimenopausal. I don't want to have to restart things. I just want to kind of keep those cogs ticking away and have a lovely time. And I know it is easier for me because this is my job and I'm in the gym for my job. It is much easier for me. But there are still things that everyone can do to prioritise themselves, even around like other commitments. And you might think, oh yeah, but I don't have time to go and train at the gym like Anna 5 times a week. You don't have to. Like it's my job and I literally love it. So I'm doing it out of choice. It's like my favourite thing. If you can get time to do flex on the go and do three 20-minute sessions a week and then 3 30-minute cardio blocks and get your steps in, that you're going to be literally rocking life. You'll feel better, you'll feel stronger. It will be enough to combat a lot of the kind of health things that we worry about in terms of our bone density or our muscle mass, in terms of our cardiovascular fitness. Yes, there are things that you can add on to that if you get to a point and you can join a gym and train harder and buy more equipment to train at home, whatever it is. But unless you do the beginning bit, you're not going to get to the other part. And that is also a fundamental part of this. Without doing the shit bit where you don't really want to do it and you have to force yourself to do it and you've got to get into a routine and then you fall off the wagon and then you start again. Without doing that bit, you are not going to get to the bit where you feel like it's part of your life, because you've got to put the reps in. It's like anything, you can't be a professional tennis player unless you pick up a racket. They practice all the time, they do drills, they do stuff. That's what we're doing. We're doing drills for our life to like look after ourselves and to be healthier and fitter and happier. And you potentially have other people to look after, whether that's kids or other family members or partner, whatever. And that can come with like a side hustle of guilt, if you will. Like you're just like, but I feel like I'm taking time away from this person or whatever in order to look after myself. And what I would say to challenge that is the people in your life deserve a healthy, happy, fulfilled version of you. However that comes out, that is, you want to be that person and they want to have that person around them. And in order for that to happen, you have to take time for yourself and you have to look after yourself. And I'm not talking about taking a week off, like raising children or whatever, although lovely if you can, great. I'm just saying that if you can carve out 30 minutes a few times a week to look after yourself, or just find that tiniest little bit of energy to double chop the vegetables to make for your lunch tomorrow, or whatever it is, we're trying to do what we can to look after ourselves. Inevitably, exercising and nutrition will make you feel more energetic anyway. So if we are tired and we do have a demanding job, or we do have a family to look after, inevitably that will be helpful anyway. But I do understand that there is like an extra layer of guilt in there. But I have to say, I think, speaking as a child of my parents, I'm very proud of how fit and healthy they are. And I'm very proud of how much effort they've put into looking after themselves. And my mum used to take me for a run when I was a spotty, sweaty teenager and I whinged all the way around. She took me to aerobics, to step. My dad taught me how to play various different sports in the garden and over the park. And they can do those things because they were trying to look after themselves at the same time. And a lot of the stuff that you're doing to look after yourself is massively going to impact and benefit people around you. Not just because of in terms of the things you can do, but also in terms of inspiration and teaching them what a healthy, happy lifestyle is like, what it feels like to look after yourself, how to look after yourself, and also how to prioritize yourself. Because you want your kids to see that in you, and you want your partner to see that in you, that you are fundamentally trying to look after yourself to live that lifestyle. And maybe it's something you want to rub off on a partner, or maybe it's like a parent you want it to rub off on, or a friend. If you show people what it looks like to give a shit about yourself and about your own health and wellness, then that's a lovely thing to be able to pass on to other people. And I'm not sitting here trying to be like, oh yeah, health and fitness is the only way that you can look after yourself, because we do it in a lot of ways. We do it with self-care, we do it with skincare, we do it with doing our hobbies. It comes into a lot of different things, but I'm potentially not qualified to talk to you about skincare. I am qualified to talk to you about fitness and nutrition. So that's what I talk about. But I also do the occasional face mask. It's lovely, it makes us all feel relaxed and joyful. But looking after yourself in whatever way that comes to you is an imperative and important part of being a happy person and someone who enjoys their life and is enjoying, even if you're only getting to do 10 minutes of something you want a day, it will make you feel more joy than doing zero, 100%. Maybe you don't, maybe you're lucky, you don't have to work. But most of you probably have a job. And that's really important because you want to be good at your job. You want to earn money, you need to earn money, you have to pay for other people to be alive. It's very important. But it isn't the only thing that there is. And some people have very demanding jobs, like maybe you have to stay late a lot, and in which case I would say then maybe you need to try to do exercise on the weekend or before work. Try to food prep as much as you can. I just, when I say food prep, I'm not being a wanker about it. I don't make 6 days in advance or anything. I just literally chop up the vegetables so that when I get home, all I have to do is pour them out of the Tupperware into the pan, and then I fuck off to go and have a shower. It doesn't have to be like massive, huge things that you're doing in order to make that happen. You don't have to deep freeze 55 meals to cater for the next month or something. You might want to do that, and that's great if you do. But a lot of it is literally just, I know at 9 o'clock tomorrow night, I'm not going to cut these vegetables up, so I'm going to do it now while I'm making so-and-so's lunch, whatever. To make it easy for yourself. And in terms of work, I love the fact that people are really into their job. I am really into mine, and I think it's great. But if, when you're employed, you're contracted to a certain amount of hours, and for a lot of people, you would be expected to stay on a bit late if there was something to do, or come in a bit early, or whatever it is. Maybe you've got to finish off some emails at home. And I totally get that, but it shouldn't prevent you from looking after yourself. If it does prevent you, if there's so much work, they need to hire someone else. On a salary, it is not your responsibility to make that happen. Self-employed people, we're a bit screwed because we're the only person who can make stuff happen. But when you're employed somewhere, if there is too much work for you to legitimately get done in, you know, I'm not saying about never doing overtime, never staying late, because people have to, like, that's the whole point of, you know, being good at your job and stuff. But it shouldn't be to the point where you don't have any time to, like, make your food or train or do anything, because you should still be able to look after yourself. I'm not going to harp on about that because, again, I probably wasn't the world's best employee, if I'm honest. I was fine, but I always left when I wanted to go to dance. So probably not the best example, but you are important in every aspect of your life, at work, at home, and personally. You are important, and we have to be able to prioritise that a little bit as well. When you're looking, you know, sometimes I talk to people and they're like, I just can't seem to get myself going. Go small. We're not talking about like doing a lifestyle overhaul. We can go small, start small, and then see how we progress. So a little thing I did recently, here was my conundrum. I'm missing a cardio session because I'm only teaching 2 classes a week. So I needed a third one because that's what makes me feel happy and makes me feel nice and fit. Thing is, I don't really like anything apart from dancing, and I don't mind running, but I'm not supposed to do too much of it because of my back, because of the impact and so on. I am, however, a lot stronger than I was last time I was running. The other conundrum, dancing happens when I'm at work. All the classes run when I'm at work. And that is just the way it is. No one runs a dance class at 2:30 on a weekday afternoon because no one would go apart from me. So that's that. I needed to fit in my cardio. I didn't want to do it in a way whereby I had to wash my hair an extra time because I have fine hair. And I really enjoy my hair washing protocol that I have at the moment, and it's great. So there's that. So I was like, I need to get this cardio in, and I can't keep putting it off. I've been putting it off for months. Let's get a grip. So I just made up my own running pyramid, and that is what I'm doing. So I'm doing 5 minutes on day one, then 6 minutes day two, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then I go back down, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. So in the last 2 weeks, I did 5 to 10 on the first week. And this week, I'm going to fit in 9 down to 5 and then hopefully back up to 6 again. Just depends on whether I am hungover on Sunday or not. Excuse me, but I don't think I will be. I think I'll still be able to come in and get it done. So I found that 10 minutes isn't long enough for me to get sweaty hair. So that's worked out really well. I also found that I only get bored sort of kind of over the 7 or 8 minute mark. So it's only 3 days that I really have to motivate myself to do it and really like go, come on, don't be a little bitch, finish the 3 minutes. There's only that small little amount that I have to really push it for. And so it's working really well. Over the week, or my first week, that made 45 minutes. And then on this week, I think it's going to be 41 minutes. So this is something then that easily ticks my extra cardio box, because 3/4 of an hour, 40 minutes to 3/4 of an hour is great. That's ticking off my extra cardio. It's really having zero impact on my time because it's taking me a maximum of 10 minutes. So that's fine. I'll just slip it in between stuff, as it were. And yeah, it's working great. So I'm going to carry on doing it, seeing how my body feels, which so far is good. And I'm thus far enjoying it. So this is what I'm saying. When you're picking small, small things, you might think, oh, what's the point in running 5 minutes? Well, it's a lot of point if it's going to add all together, especially. And even over time, even if you ran 5 minutes once a week, to begin with, over a year, that is a lot of minutes. I can't do that maths. 250 minutes. Over a year, that's 250 minutes. And that is what I mean. Small things add up quickly, especially when you kind of realize they weren't as bad as you thought they were. I put so many stumbling blocks in my way to start running. And then I did it, and I was like, well, actually, that was literally fine. I was like, oh, I'm not going to be fit enough. I used to be quite good at running. I used to do, like, races and stuff. And now I thought, oh, I'm going to be shit, and then I'm going to get pissed off at myself. Turns out I'm absolutely fine to run 5 minutes. It was fine. Then the next day, 6 minutes, didn't feel that bad. 10 minutes, I definitely start to get bored and feeling a little bit like I'm done. But it's still within the realms of what feels comfortable. Whereas, you know, if you told me, Anna, you've got to go out and run for 45 minutes today, I would have been like, oh my God, I'm going to die. I don't want to do it. It's going to be sweaty. I hate it. It's boring. Like, you put loads of stumbling blocks, like, in your own way. And actually, breaking it up over the week is the easiest thing I've ever done. So I'm going to leave you with that because I feel like I'm coming to the end of my 30-minute timer on my camera. But make yourself do stuff. But make yourself do small things that over time will feel easier and easier and easier. You can make them longer. If I suddenly want to start running 45 minutes 3 times a week, I can do that later. I have absolutely no urge to do that right now. So I'm doing what I can with the time that I've got available to me. And that is literally all we need to do, honestly. Don't keep putting it off. Like, I'm filming this, I'm recording this on a Wednesday. Don't put it off till Monday. If you listen to this when I release this later on today, just do it. She'll be like, oh, fuck it. She did a 7-minute run today, so I am gonna get out this video that I've been meaning to do for a while off Flex, and I'm gonna just do it. 30 minutes and done. I don't think there are very many workouts, especially on the on-the-go and supplementary workouts I've got on there, that are over 30 minutes. I know Flex Fully Charged is, but if you're on that, then you're a bit of a psychopath anyway, so good for you. But if you're just getting started, we just have to do it. Same as if going to the gym. If you keep saying, I'm going to go to the gym next week, I'm going to go to the gym next week. Go to the gym today. Just go. You don't have to do anything. Get in there, walk on the treadmill, do some bicep curls, go home if you want to. But I guarantee you, once you get in there, you will do more than you were going to do if you did absolutely bugger all. So make yourself, even if it's just to take the tiniest step to get started with something, do it today. Cut up a vegetable, drink a glass of water, whatever it is, but just do it. I'm going to stop nagging you with my naggy voice, and I will speak to you soon. Look at that, 29 minutes and 19 seconds. I'll chat to you soon. Have a great day. Cut up a vegetable. Do something. It's going to be great.